Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship this morning, and special welcome to the Spirit Polka Band of Shiner. It's good to have y'all here. Y'all sound great already, so it's good to have you here. Please be sure to read through all the announcements in the back of the bulletins. We do have a lot of things going on this time of the year. Just a couple of things to highlight for today. There is a free will basket or baskets here at the church to help defray the expenses of the polka band. There's baskets in the one basket in the narthex, one in the annex over here. And then after Sunday school this morning, there is a meal over at the fellowship hall, so you are welcome to come on over there and have some good food. And then after the meal, you can also stay up here, and we're going to play some bunco. And that is for everyone. It's kind of neat because 80-year-olds can play with 8-year-olds, so it's a lot of fun. Play some bunco. Also want to remind you, the offering envelopes are out for next year. They are on a table over here by the elevators. So be sure to go by there and pick up your offering envelopes. And Zoe, you got an announcement.
Good morning. Just a quick announcement. This morning during the Sunday school hour, me and a couple of high schoolers and Miss Jill are going to get all the kids' costume fitted for the Christmas program. Also, next Saturday, or I guess this Saturday, on the 23rd, will be the first Christmas program practice. If some people aren't able to come, please let me know this week. And that should be it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Zoe. Are there other announcements? Anybody else with announcements? If not, then I invite you to rise as we sing our first hymn, Our Dear Lord and Savior Calls. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Holy is the Lord, the Almighty.
He was, he is, and he is to come.
He is worthy of glory and honor and power.
He created all things by his will and came to be.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain.
Worthy to take the scroll.
By his blood he purchased for God
people of every race and tongue, of every foe and nation.
Christ made of them a kingdom,
and priests to serve our God.
And they shall reign on earth forever.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. I confess to God Almighty, before the whole company of heaven, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned in thought, word, and deed, by my fault, by my own fault, by my own most grievous fault. Wherefore I pray God Almighty to have mercy on me, forgive me all my sins, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you pardon, forgiveness, and remission of all your sins.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that always keeping in mind the end of all things and the day of judgment, we may be stirred up to holiness of life here, and may live with you forever in the world to come. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We sing Our next hymn, Come Let Us Worship. You may be seated.
Lesson is a reading from Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. At that time, Michael, the great prince, the protector of your people, shall arise. There shall be a time of anguish, such as has never occurred since nations first came into existence. But at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, come to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting content. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky, and those who lead many to righteousness like stars forever and ever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll read Psalm 16 responsively. Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my good above all other.
All my delight is upon the godly that are in the land, upon those who are noble among the people.
But those who run after other gods shall have their troubles multiplied. O Lord, you are my portion and my cup. It is you who uphold my lot.
I have reason to boast as a man. Indeed, I have a goodly heritage.
I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. My heart teaches me night after night. My heart, therefore, is glad, and my spirit rejoices. My body also shall rest in hope.
For you will not abandon me to the grave, nor let your Holy One see me guilt.
You will show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. The second lesson is a reading from Hebrews chapter 10. Every priest stands day after day at his service, offering again and again the same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, and since then has been waiting until his enemies would be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also testifies to us, after saying, this is the covenant that I will make with them. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds. He also adds, I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. Where there is forgiveness of these,
there is no longer any offering for sin. Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the curtain, that is, through the flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who is promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings!" Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Good morning. Come on up. We're going to do things a little different today. I'm going to have you actually sit on the floor instead of on the steps, and you'll see why in just a minute, okay? Everybody having a good week? Uh-huh. Okay. That's good. All right. Come on up, and I'm going to do some things with you today. I'm going to show you a couple of things. There are pictures, okay? And I want you to tell me what you can see. I'm going to stand up here so that maybe some of the people out there can see them too, okay? All right, and we're going to start with this one right here. All right, so what do you see? An O, right, okay. Is there one or is there two? Two, you think? Okay, all right. There is two, and they're actually locked together. If you look real close, you can see that they're locked inside each other. So that's kind of cool, right? Okay. Well, here's number two, and I've got a question with this one. Which line is longer? The top or the bottom? You think the bottom is longer? Okay. What about anybody else? What do you think? No, actually, they're the same length. If we were to take the tracks off of there or the ladder, they would be the exact same length. They're the exact same line. That's right. It looks like that because it's farther away. Okay. This one is, tell me what you see. Okay. What do you see? cup. Anybody else see anything different? Butterflies? Do you see two people facing each other? Ah, yeah, see? There's two things there, okay? What about this one? Now, this one is just a look at. It looks kind of funny. It looks like the world is sitting on the sidewalk, doesn't it? Okay? But actually, somebody was very, very smart, and they drew a picture with chalk. Okay? See if I can get it off of here because it's stuck to the other page. And if you turn and look, if you go look at it sideways, it looks like that. Okay? Now, here's my favorite. My wonderful puppy dog. You see the puppy dog peeking over? Looks like a puppy dog, doesn't it? What would you say if I told you it wasn't? It's a cat. You're seeing the back end there, and then he sticks his head up. So you think it's a dog, but it's a cat. So why did I show these to you? Well, it's in our gospel lesson. Listen carefully. Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, I am he. And they will lead many astray. I think you just saw it's really easy to think you see one thing when actually it's something else. And that's what Jesus is afraid of. He's also afraid because people are starting to talk about the end times. And here's why that's important. There was a pastor in South Korea who said, I have talked to God. I know exactly when the world is going to end. It's going to end at 2 o'clock on this date. So everybody sell everything you own. And they did. They sold their houses. They sold the cars. They sold the kids' toys. They sold all their clothes. And they met at the 2 o'clock at that date in the church where he told them to meet because the world was going to end. And guess what happened? 2:15. 2:30. It's 3 o'clock. And they had sold everything that they owned. So how do we know? How do we know what's right? And how do we know when somebody's trying to lead us astray? Well, the answer's back in our scriptures again. In our second lesson. This is the covenant that I will make with them. The Holy Spirit says this. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their minds. The Holy Spirit says that. Where do we get that then? Where do we get that written on our hearts and our minds? Don't have to worry about us being heart surgeons, right? The Holy Spirit said this. Where do we get it? We get it here, right here in this place, in this wonderful worship we're having today, our wonderful worship every Sunday. We get it downstairs in Sunday school. We get it in your Bible when you read it at home. The Holy Spirit does that. Many of you might remember a couple of Bible schools ago, we did something like that. How do you know what's in your heart and your mind? Well, that's because you have faith. Do you remember this? You can't see it. But when the light shines on it, you know it's there. That's what that Holy Spirit's talking about. Come to this place and let my spirit and God's word and Jesus' love be part of you. So, I've got helpers over there. They've got markers just like I do, and we're going to put a cross on your hand, okay? So that you will know that the Holy Spirit is talking to your hearts and minds, okay? But let's do a prayer first, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, help us to look for the truth and help us to know that you will help us find that truth through your word, through your love, and through your Holy Spirit. Let that Holy Spirit write your law and your love on our hearts and minds so that we may not only serve each other, but serve others in the world as well. We ask these things in your name. Amen. So go get your cross from the acolytes over there and have a good week.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The seasons are changing. We've had a few cool nights or cool mornings. It's felt pretty fresh a couple of days. We can tell that the weather's starting to shift maybe a little bit. We were kind of maybe wondering if it ever would again. It seems like we had an extra month of summer this year. It's been warm weather and dry weather lately, but you can tell it's starting to shift a little bit. In just a couple of weeks, we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving, and then after that, the next one rolls around with Advent and Christmas. The seasons change, and so it is too with the church year. Next Sunday is the last Sunday of the church year. It's Christ the King Sunday, and then we begin a new one. The week after that, we'll be starting into Advent already. Seasons change, our church years change. And in our gospel lessons today, the gospel lesson and also in the book of Daniel, we hear about the end times, that everything is going to change, and it's going to change very drastically. In the gospel lesson for today, the disciples and Jesus had gone into the temple. It takes place during that time that we know of Holy Week. It was about in the middle of that Holy Week, Tuesday or Wednesday of Holy Week. In just another day or two, Jesus would be betrayed. He would be arrested. He would go to the cross. He would die. He would be buried. And then he would be raised again. And so it's a very intense time that the disciples are there. Each day of Holy Week, Jesus would come back. He would stay at Bethany just outside of town. But then each day he would come back in and go to the temple or the temple courtyard and visit with people, talk with people, teach, tell some parables. On this day that Jesus was there, he was inside and that's the story immediately before this is where Jesus was in the temple watching the widow woman with the offering and giving her just her two mites, two pennies for her offering. But it's an intense time. Jesus has already run in a couple of times with religious leaders. They've challenged him. They've tried to test him. They've tried to trap him. And so they come out of the temple, but the disciples are amazed at that temple because the temple is beautiful. I think it's still even under construction at that point, so it's brand new. You have all these new, fresh-cut stones. You have all this beautiful woodwork inside. You have gold. You have silver. Inside the building and on the outside with all the ornamentation, the cut stones and everything. And they're just amazed at how massive the whole building is and also how massive some of the stones are. And they make a comment of that isn't this place wonderful? And it was supposed to be wonderful because it was the temple. It was to give glory to God. And then later on, the disciples go ahead and go outside the city. And they go to the Mount of Olives, which is across the Kidron Valley from Jerusalem. And they could still see that temple shining in the light because it's fresh cut stone. And so it is bright, shining in the sun. And it's a big part of the skyline of Jerusalem, that massive building. But they're concerned. What Jesus had said, that not one stone would be left upon another. And they were concerned about that. You know, there always seems to be a fascination with destruction. And also, too, with a lot of Christian groups, there's a fascination with the end times. And that seems to be the core of where they are at. And they use those scripture passages, such as out of Daniel or out of Revelation or even here out of Mark or even Matthew picks up on some of that as well too. And they try to figure out exactly, as Terry was talking about in his children's sermon, exactly when that date will be when Jesus is coming back. But we are not to know that. And so the disciples were very much concerned too. They said, when will this take place? What will be the signs that it's taking place? And Jesus tells them, do not be led astray. As Terry was telling in his story that, you know, religious leaders can be very powerful. And they can convince people to do whatever they want to convince people to do. And we've heard those stories throughout our lifetimes of the tragedies that have happened out of some of the cults. For us, even, there is a sense of morbid fascination with the end times, of wars, of earthquakes, of famine, of fires, of destruction. And people are always thinking, it's getting close to the end. The signs are there. And as our weather, you know, we've seen some intense storms in the past couple of years. We've seen intense fires. And we think the end times are coming. And we get fascinated. And it's easy to be led astray simply by our own thoughts, or to cling to those very own thoughts of it's coming to an end. And it generates fear within us. But Jesus assures his disciples, and also to our reading out of Hebrews today, reassures those early Christians, do not fear, do not be troubled, because you have been given the promise of everlasting life. If we stop and think about it, all these things that we know, all these accomplishments that have been accomplished here on this earth, will be no more. Think about this place. 300 years ago, it was just rolling hillsides, brush, a few trees, some grass. That's what was here. And look what's been put, just even here in our town, with all the buildings, the roads, the bridges, schools, playgrounds. All that is right here. But it will be no more. Or think about your own lives, which you have tried to put together, of raising kids, of having relationships, of having a marriage, or building up your ranches, having a nice home, taking care of your yards, having your business, building a business. All that will be no more. Or you think about all the stuff that people have come up with over the years. I mean, the advancements in science, the advancements in medicine, the thoughts, the philosophies, the religions. All that will be no more. Not one stone will be left upon the other. There is a time that's coming. There is a time that's coming when everything that we know of life here on this earth will be no more. And there's a morbid fascination with that. But again, that should not generate fear within us. It should generate hope, because along with all this stuff that we've built and developed and done, even though that will be gone, all the pain, all the anger, all the fear, all the hopelessness, all that pain will also be no more. Because God will be coming back. Jesus will return. He will be here. That promise has been made that Christ will come again. And when he comes again, there will be a new heaven and a new earth, a new Jerusalem, a new city of God will be here. And for those who do believe, those who do believe of what Jesus Christ has done for us, of going to the cross, of suffering many things, of dying and being raised again, we are tied to that. And that is our future. It's not a future of destruction. It's a future of life with God. A life better than anything we have known on this earth. Christ is coming. He is coming again in his glory. He is coming again in his forgiveness. He's coming again in his mercy. He's coming again in his love. And we will be a part of that. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing our next hymn.
Through the wonder of
Please rise for the confession of faith. In Christ, you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. Rooted in God's abundant love for the world, let us pray for our neighbors, the church, and all of creation. Gracious Father, we don't want to hear about persecution, judgment, and destruction. Kindle our hearts, fortify our minds, strengthen our spirits, unite us to Jesus so that we stand strong even in the most difficult trials. Give us your spirit to desire and do your holy will. Lord, in your mercy. Bless your church. You have promised that though temples made by human hands may be destroyed, your temple of living stones shall abide forever. Purify, preserve, and provide for it through your Holy Spirit. Make it a house of prayer for all nations. Lord, in your mercy. Bless and guide all the peoples of this world. Let them put their trust not in any earthly ruler, but in your wise governance and gracious commands. Teach us how to live at peace with one another and to work for the common good in accordance with your will. Lord, in your mercy. In troubled times, good men and women must stand in harm's way to defend life and liberty. Guide and strengthen them. Let their labors be a blessing to many. Help us to honor all who have served, especially those who have sacrificed the most on our behalf. Lord, in your mercy. O God, in whom we live and move and have our being, grant us sufficient rain and protect us from floods, so that being supplied with what sustains us in this present life, we may seek more confidently which sustains us for eternity. Lord, in your mercy. Your dear Son is the resurrection and the life. Grant healing to all who suffer and give them a foretaste of his victory over death. Bless all caretakers with skill, patience, and compassion. We lift before you today Carl Klein, Alma Suggs, Alberto Jimenez Jr., Joe Barnes, Rosa Harton, Catherine Glore, Joyce Lamprecht, Lynn Magura. Lord, in your mercy. With thanksgiving, we remember the saints who delight in your everlasting presence. As their lives inspire ours, provoke us always to love, holding fast to the confession of our hope in you. Lord, in your mercy. For Jesus' sake, dear Father, graciously hear and generously answer our petitions to your glory and for the benefit of all for whom we pray. Amen. We continue with the offering. You may be seated. God, receive the labor of our hands, these gifts of money, bread, and wine,
along with the offering of our lives. Nourish us the life of your Son, that we might be his body in the world, making known your abundant mercy, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Thank you.
my body broken for you. Take it and live anew. Do this when you remember me, and with you I will be. Blood now shed for your sins, drink it and be forgiven. Do this when you remember me, and with you I will be.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Come, for all is ready.
My soul, my Savior, bow to me.
Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with spiritual food, the body and blood of Christ. All who come to you will not hunger. All who believe in you will not thirst. Empowered by this sacrament, send us back into the world to do the work you have given us to do, to share the gospel and be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace.
Amen.
We sing our last hymn. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. As you leave, you are invited to share the peace of the Lord with those around you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thank you.